Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 24. Our drop date is Thursday, June 11th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. And guys, guess who we have on this week? This is incredible.
We are very excited to have Shay and Mitchie with us. Joining us, Nashville?
We're actually in North Mississippi at the moment.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, welcome to the show. I think you are our first Mississippiites to join us here. So that is fantastic. Hey, you guys have a lot of great things going on and a really cool history about how you got together and got into this industry. Can you tell us a little bit about what brought you to where you're sitting right there today?
Oh, a lot of grace, a lot of prayers, and a lot of school of hard knocks,
yes, I guess is a good, definitely
best way to put it. Now we,
a lot of blood and sweat.
yes.
This year we're celebrating 32 years of marriage.
All right. Ooh, congratulations.
Awesome. We're actually high school sweethearts. We were, we dated for 3 or 4 or 5 years while we were in high school. We had one breakup.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It was his fault.
To this day, she says so. Music, though, Mitchie, for you, this music career started very, very early.
It did. As you can see, I'm Asian. I'm South Korean, and I was adopted in by an American Air Forceman. He was stationed to Misawa, Japan. While he was there, he married an Asian lady, and they wanted to start a family. And so they couldn't have any of their own, so they went to the orphanage where I was in South Korea and adopted me, and we lived there on the Air Force Base. My adopted mother, being Japanese, she would take me to the shrine. We were full-fledged Buddhist. Mm-hmm. And I would disrupt the shrine. at the temple, would try to sing. And then when my adopted father died in a boating accident when I was at the age of about 4 years old, my grandmother allowed us to come live with her. And my grandmother took me to church with her, and I fell in love with singing. And my grandmother had sent a recording to Tom T. Hall in Nashville, and he asked me to come up and do my first recording at the age of 6.
That is amazing.
And she couldn't speak English at all.
No.
Really?
Really? I learned to sing in English before I could speak in English.
Oh, that's amazing. All right. So did the ability to sing in English really kind of influenced you learning the English language?
Yes, it did. What's funny is that my grandmother would teach me how to pronunciate the words in the songs because she knew how much I really wanted to sing. And they would stand me up on the piano stool at church, and I would be singing my heart out, but it was in a language of Korean and Japanese. Mm-hmm. But I so bad wanted to learn American song. So my grandmother would sit down and teach me how to pronunciate the words. And of course, I would listen to like recordings like Loretta Lynn, Tammy Wynette, and different people, and gospel music too. And so that's how I would learn to sing certain words, like really country, southern-like. And because it's just what I was just drawn to. And then at the age of about 9, I started speaking English fluently. Mm-hmm. But I was speaking it real fast. And my grandmother would tell me, Mitchie, you have to slow down. you're speaking too fast. So that's where that Southern drawl, that Southern accent come in.
Yeah, absolutely. Shay, for you, how did you get into music and when did this all come about?
I was probably 3-4 years old. My parents sang at church in a church group. And I would stand up on the front row of the church and sing. The story is I sang louder than they would with microphones. And so I'd get mad and throw a little, 3-year-old tantrum, and they'd give me a microphone that wasn't plugged in, but it had a cord on it. But it wasn't plugged in. I was just content to sit there and sing with them on the front row, and started actually playing the drums when I was about 10 or 11 years old. And my grandfather, he kept the group going, and him and my uncle had a gospel quartet. And when I was, I guess I was 11, 12 years old, I started playing for them, and then back and forth between her family group and his family group or my family group. And I guess when I was about 15, Mitchie's family called and wanted me to fill in for their drummer. And I told my granddad, I feel like the Lord's calling me to a different mission field. Reason being is she was prettier to look at than anybody in my family was. I appreciate the Lord answering that call.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. And so we started, I guess it was about 15. They asked me to step out from behind the drums and start singing with them. And I've been writing songs since I was about 12 or 13 years old. I had my first song recorded locally when I was 14.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't very good, but it got me started. But I've always kind of been interested in the production and the writing and music videos and different things like that. So that's kind of been my place with what we do all these years is I'll write songs and if she can sing them, then it's a go. And if she doesn't quite get it, then it gets put on the shelf and we rewrite it. So.
Well, I'll tell you that the change in camp certainly was the right move. And I tell you this because listening to all three of these songs, your voices complement each other so well and so powerful, so strong with all that. And recognized certainly by the folks that early on were mentoring, but more recently, and we understand just announced here a week or so ago, JMA nominees for Josie Music Awards for the 2026 Duo of the Year, Country Alumni. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we won a Duo of the Year in 2024.
And okay.
So that puts us in the alumni category, I think. We were nominated last year. Great friends of ours that won that, and I think we're all nominated again this year for the same thing.
So, terrific.
But, it's always been a great experience with the JMAs, Josie and the family up there. I appreciate what they do for independent artists. I appreciate so much as the passion that they have for people like us that don't really have an outlet to, or the big machines behind us to push us. And so it's really neat to be able to rub elbows with so many other artists that are in the same boat that you are and to see what the struggle has been for them and the triumphs as well. It's almost like you're looking in a mirror with some of these artists out there when you meet that one time a year for the conference and the awards ceremony. We started going just for that more than the awards, honestly.
Just being in the atmosphere and around the other people that's a part of it.
Well, and I think it's kind of cool what Mitchie, you said leading off. It's kind of the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into all of this.
Exactly.
And everybody that's there can relate to that because we're the same thing in the podcast business here. We're doing the exact same thing. It's a grind every day. You have to stay on top of it. But we do it because we love it.
That's right.
All right. Hey, this first one that we have queued up is Love Knows. Beautiful song. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on this one.
I was sitting right where I'm sitting right now. And the first line of that song just came out of nowhere. You know, life can be stubborn. It sits still when you want to move. Mm-hmm. And that encompasses everything about what we do as artists. You know, it's just like we're trying to run 100 miles an hour. And it's like the speed zone is 2 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it's like running as fast as you can on a treadmill. You know, it's like you're running as hard as you can. You're not going anywhere. So, you know, life can be stubborn and it seems like it just sits still when you want to move. And I walked straight into where my keyboard is and I sat down and I just started singing that. And then all of a sudden it kind of took a mind of its own. If you think about it, you're always right where you need to be when you're there. And you might not think that, you know, you want to be 10 miles down the road, but sometimes 10 miles down the road could have been disaster if you were there at the right moment. And so Love Knows is kind of a wordplay out of scripture that, because a lot of our writings is real close to our faith. And, you know, there's a scripture that says that he that knoweth not God knoweth not love, for God is love. And to me, that one scripture encompasses everything. Somebody said to me the other day, they saw us perform and there's like, you guys need to stick with gospel. And they were real emphatic about it. And I was like, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter if I'm singing Yankee Doodle Dandy, I'm singing for the person that created me. It's not about what I'm singing. It's about who I am.
Yeah.
And so I kind of wanted to say in that song, no matter where you are, somebody loves you. No matter where you are in life and you think you're all alone and you think that you're supposed to be 10 miles down the road, you're exactly where you need to be to learn something. I tell my sons, there's no such thing as winners and losers. There's winners and learners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so you never lose, you're learning. And if you're long as you're learning, you're winning.
So, very true.
So rather than to say, you know, God knows you're there, I wanted to say it the way he feels it, because his love knows exactly where you are,
exactly.
No matter what's going on.
Yeah.
Beautifully said, and an amazing song. Let's give this a listen. This is Love Knows from Shay and Mitchie.
Stubborn, sit still when you need to move. Fly by so fast you can't stop it, it goes by so soon. Just when you think you know where you're going, you realize you turned around. Love knows you're there. Track of where you are. You're
All right.
So beautiful. Like, okay, I got sunburnt today. If you can't tell, like, I can't smile any bigger, but I want to.
Absolutely beautiful song. Love Knows from Shay and Mitchie. Thank you so much for writing that song. It's just, that transcends a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah. Our new album coming out this year, that's pretty much kind of the consensus of the songs is, you know, from a deep place of faith without saying it, and right where people live without getting too preachy, you know, and to kind of, I'm more of a hope and a help type person than
I let. Well, you're certainly committing and you're certainly accomplishing that philosophy. There's no question about that. The music is amazing. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side with Shay and Mitchie.
Sconey Golf Shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconey Golf Shoes. That's Sconey, Sconi.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Shay and Mitchie. We are having a great time, and I need to get into this. And I asked you about this before we got on the air because it just fascinated me. You're doing more than just the music. You have a community impact nature, it seems. And I read about the Social Security disability advocacy that you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I found that just absolutely unique in what we're seeing when we talk with the most musicians.
Well, I would say several years ago when we were writing for our first album, our entire lives, we've always tried to figure out a way, you know, you got to make a living and you want to do music at the same time. And I don't know when it actually happened for us, but I've been a Social Security disability advocate since 2012. And it was kind of, you could say, a fluke that I got into it, but I worked for the county government for 17 years. And then that job came to an end and I found myself unemployed. And so I had to figure out something to do. And a personal friend of ours that does similar work in a different field kind of introduced me to someone that was doing this for an attorney. And I come to find out that, you know, with the, you know, if you got the right education, you can sit for a test and Social Security will allow you to act as an advocate on behalf of people, and be treated as the attorneys are treated. It's called an EDPNA. It stands for Eligible Direct Pay Non-Attorney. And what it is, you qualify yourself through the Social Security Administration to act as an advocate on their behalf. And help them from point A to point B, which is application to getting decision. And so I've been doing that for several years. And when we were in right before COVID shut everything down, I was working for a law firm, a national law firm during that time, because we were still allowed to do hearings over the phone. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to leave. So this law firm hired me to work from home. And when we came out of that, I told Mitchie, I said, you know, this could be a great way to kind of finance our singing. And so we created an LLC, and the purpose of that LLC is a management company for our disability clients and our music. So the LLC exists as a management company that manages our affairs. The disability work that we do, to help people in their communities and to help people try to navigate the Social Security system, when we are awarded benefits for our clients, Social Security extracts a fee for us just like they would an attorney. And what we do is turn that around and invest it into our music. So basically, Shay and Mitchie works for Sam G LLC, which sponsors our
music,
our artists, our music. And so
wonderful.
It won, and then the music goes out. When we go out and perform and do things, we talk about the advocacy as a marketing tool to the disability. So it works in a circle. And, you know, so it's
perfect.
Yes, it's absolutely fascinating. And what a great way to do it. You know, yeah, it's more, Mitchie, it's more that blood, sweat, and tears, and this is what you got to do. It'd be tough and be hustling.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, and there's so many other facets to that. So we're able to actually help people even after their decisions is made. When they're eligible for Medicare, we have people that work with us to help our clients get through that. And so, you know, we tell people all the time, you know, you call a 1-800 number on TV that try to help you with your Medicare, you can just stay with us. We helped you through the we helped you through the disability process. So she runs the office and I do the advocacy work. And then we have our son who works for us. Our oldest son works for us learning how to do all of that. And because he can apprentice under under me for 5 years and sit for the test just as if he went to college and do this sort of work. And our youngest son is getting into editing and videos and he goes with us and does road work. And so we're about to have the whole family involved.
Right, the whole team.
Yeah.
That is awesome. What a great story. What a great thing you are doing and helping folks with your music and helping folks with your advocacy as well.
Yeah, that's our goal. I was telling someone this morning, you know, that they were having a situation where we were working for their husband. It was a lady, and I told her, I said, look, he doesn't look like he's going to live till we get a decision because of how slow this process is. And I told her, I said, you know, if you spend in time there in the four walls and you don't even have anybody to talk to, you got my number. You call us, call Mitchie or myself. We're here to listen. I said, but in the meantime, you know, we sent over our website, our YouTube, TikTok, you know, channels and things, and said, you know, you can definitely find something there that can take your mind off of it for just a few minutes. And hopefully you'll hear a song or something that gives you some hope and gives you some peace, you know, through this sad situation. But while we're doing our job, you can follow along with our music. And it we have a lot of people that tell us that the songs really do help. So
yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I bet there'll be some folks that'll be in touch as a result of this as well.
So. Sorry.
we try to help as many people as we can possibly help, and we don't sugarcoat it. And, you know, it's because there's no reason to.
Absolutely.
What is the one, or I should say the most common question that people have who are trying to apply? We have either Social Security or Social Security disability. Like, if you could give like a tip, you know, like, you know, this is the one thing you should have done or should be doing.
Now, the number one thing everybody should be doing is staying in contact with their primary care physicians, because disability now works almost like workers' compensation would work, where they're needing your medical file and the opinion of your doctor to determine what your functionality is. It's not necessarily you have a diagnosis. A diagnosis doesn't mean you're disabled. You know, it's the functionality that you have. So a lot of things play into that role, and trying to get your physician to understand what their role is the hardest thing to do, because, you know, they feel like that if they're giving you, you know, care and giving you your records, that should be enough. But you and I know that you go to the doctor, and sometimes, you know, what's in your records is not necessarily what you're capable of doing. And so that's what we try to do. You have to navigate that. So you have to have a good relationship with your primary care physician, and can't go out shopping for one just to get on disability. It needs to be somebody that knows about your situation. And then, you know, have representation. A lot of people get on there and say that you don't need an attorney and you don't need someone representing you, but I can't tell you how many times that I've been in hearings or filled out paperwork or seen paperwork that people filled out and it was just wrong and it didn't communicate why they couldn't work, and they wonder why they got denied. And then they look across the street to the guy that doesn't really look like they're disabled, but they got on it. It's just because that what's in their medical file correctly communicated what's why they can't work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And so that's what's so tough about it. That'd be the number one tip.
Okay. Wow. Thank you.
You very much.
And
yes,
also, it is not an overnight success.
Oh, no. I understand. It can be multi-year.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. Well, this next one that we've got queued up, I absolutely love. Great message in it. The first time I heard it, I thought, oh, Mitchie's getting a little sassy here with this song. But this is Jesus and Daddy. And when you listen and listen more to that, and it's really, you folks, you're going to love the tune and the energy in this. But you listen and you listen a couple of times and you get those lyrics. There is a great message with this.
It's actually a true story. So, not for me.
Okay. All right. We got to hear the backstory now. You got to clear yourself there, Shay.
I was about 15 years old. I was part of a church, and our pastor and his wife built that church on picking up kids in the church van. I'd just go around the community and they'd ask the parents to say, you want us to keep your kids for a few hours? If you don't mind them coming to the church, we'll take care of them. They built that entire church on the backs of all of us kids. And sooner or later, the parents started coming, wanting to know why the kids were so excited about going to church. And it was, this guy was about half comedian. He's already gone on, passed away now, but he was probably a big influence in my life to use comedy in every situation. And, and when before he became a Christian, he would come home late at work or come home late Friday night, Saturday nights. And his wife never said a word. Helped him out of the car, helped him up the steps, helped him down the hall, give him a bath, put him in the bed. And one night she'd got fed up with it and she clipped all of his toenails into a quick. If you understand what that means, she made every one of his toenails become ingrown.
Oh my.
So he couldn't walk on his feet for like 2 weeks. And he's like, you know, why did you do that? And she said, I just wanted you to feel a little bit of the pain you've been putting me through. And he realized what he was doing, and he came to know Jesus not long after that and served in the church and then became a pastor, and they had a successful ministry for over 40 years. And beautiful, most beautiful couple I'd ever been around in my life, and very comedic and very funny. I never forgot that story, and I thought, well, you know what? I want to write about it. And so I just think that if you got a good, a godly woman that you can get your hands on and wrap your arms around and marry that person, that you got two people to worry about, Jesus and their daddy.
That is the truth. Let's give this one a listen. Jesus and Daddy. This is from Shay and Mitchie.
Something
Shay and Mitchie's Jesus and Daddy, great story, and thank you for sharing what really went into that.
I do have to give a shout out to Johnny Brown, who played the piano lead on that. Mike Johnson, which played steel guitar, which is a legendary steel guitar player in Nashville. And I had to have a female play the fiddle. And as I don't know, just the grace of the good Lord, Janae was in between tour with, if you know, she's the touring fiddle player for George Strait.
Oh.
And so she was in between weekend or weeks, and she was at home, and Mike called and said, they want a female to play on this. Can you put something on it? And I thought she did a great job.
That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful.
We'd love to shoot a music video on that. That'd be fun.
Hey, Shay and Mitchie are with us. We are going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Shay and Mitchie having a great time. I know after hearing this, there are going to be a lot of folks going to want to find you guys. Where do they find you in all the electronic world and get your music?
You know, if you just go to Google and type Shay and Mitchie, everything just sort of pops up. You got our website, your TikToks, your YouTube, and everything is at Shay and Mitchie, S-H-A-Y-A-N-D-M-I-C-H-I. And it just, you know, our website is shayandmitchie.com, and everything else is at Shay and Mitchie. Not hard to find.
Well, and I'll tell
just
you,
look
folks,
for the white guy and the Asian girl.
That takes care of it right there.
Yeah.
And that website is absolutely wonderful, folks. Take some time to go through there. There's some great information there, and love your videos that are there too. It's an entertaining stop on the World Wide Web. That's for certain.
We try to put as much of ourself into our videos. When we cut the going back home video, they actually let me edit that. So that was my first time to edit a music video, and it was my reason for buying the Mac computer. So
of course
I can't do it without that. And
there you go.
And then we had on our other video that we've got on YouTube, guy that directed that, and all of a sudden his name slipped me, and I do apologize. It'll come at me right as we go off the air. But we credited him for it, but he's been involved in a lot of videos over the years, and we love doing that. We'd want to do more videos. That's what we really like to do, and live stuff. We love doing live more than anything in the world.
We will look forward to seeing a lot of that.
Because we've already subscribed, we've liked, we're fans, so, you know.
Thank you.
So this last one that we've got queued up, really a neat story, and I love the message. Years and years ago, sitting in church, we had a sermon, and it was this as the title, Don't Get in a Hurry. When I saw the song, I thought, hey, I remember that. Wow. And I bits and pieces of that, you know how things as you're going along in life, something will come back to you. And there have been times that I have said to myself, don't get in a hurry. You got to slow down with things. This song states that, and I think just beautifully done with the story that you presented. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
My granddaddy, his name was Wayne, on my dad's side of the family, big influence in my life. He was a political science major that never got to finish school because of his family took precedence. And of course they had he had to go to work. So he had to quit school and go to work. But he was always very logical. Mm-hmm. And I spent more time with him growing up than anybody in my family. And I think it was because he was just a straight shooter. If he didn't like something, he would tell you. And so my first fishing trip ever, he'd throw me over his shoulder and I hold the poles, and he took me, and I would figure out later during that first trip, why he threw me over his shoulder, as I was looking behind him, he was kicking snakes out of the way.
He would
take me places that nobody else wanted to go because that was the only places the fish would bite. And it was always just, don't get in a hurry, the fish will bite. Mm-hmm. Everything he told me in that song, everything in the course of that song is something that he told me growing up. Don't grow up too fast. Try to stay as young as long as you can. Take advantage of being a kid. You know, don't forget to stop and just look around. He told me one time, he said, have you ever had anything you just wanted to do? And I said, I always wanted to fly. And he said, you know, a plane ticket isn't that much. Why don't you just go to the nearest airport and buy yourself a ticket and go to wherever that is and turn around and come back? That way you can say you have flown in an airplane. And I thought, you know, why would I even think about not being able to go on vacation? I just go where I'm going and turn around and come back. It's the same price, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just little things like that. And, you know, he's like, you'll get wherever you go. If you're trying to save money, don't try to get rich quick. You know, if no matter what you're doing, that rule applies to everything. If you're driving on rain, if you're driving on ice, and he would look at a car accident and he'd say, see, I guarantee you one of them got in a hurry. They were trying to get somewhere faster than they needed to, and they made a mistake, you know. And when I would take a test and he'd ask me and say, what'd you learn at school today? I'd say, well, nothing. He's like, well, then there really ain't any reason for you going if you ain't learning it. And every now and then he would check me out of school, or he would show up at my mom and dad's house in his truck. He drove a tandem axle delivery box truck all over two different states, and he would leave at 3 o'clock in the morning and come home at 9 o'clock at night. That's how much he worked.
Wow.
And he would come and pick me up, and he would take me on one of those routes and put me in the back of that refrigerated truck. And I would have to bring boxes to the edge of the truck, and he would take a man to the different places that we delivered to. And he taught me how to shift gears in the big truck, taught me how to drive a straight stick when I was 8 years old. And he would say, you can do anything you want to do. Just don't get in a hurry doing it, and you will be okay. And that I guess that worked, because we've been working on this music career now for 30 years. We ain't got in a hurry.
Well, it's
taking our time.
It's some absolutely wonderful advice for anything in life. I love the analogy of the car accident. Yeah, somebody was in a hurry. And folks, let's make sure we don't get in a hurry. This is Shay and Mitchie.
Sometimes I'd get restless when they didn't bite. He'd say, that's all right. You don't need to be in a hurry. We sit there for what felt like hours. Then all of a sudden, that big one would bite. He'd say, you just gotta slow down.
Without question, some great words to live by. Don't get in a hurry. That's Shay and Mitchie. That's another fantastic song. Thank you for all that you guys have shared with us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you guys for debuting those first two songs. Those are not even released. So you guys, we debuted those two songs on your show.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate that very much. Thank you.
So we certainly appreciate all you guys are doing for artists like ourselves.
Well, and appreciate how you guys are making this a better place, too. Thank you for everything you're doing. It's wonderful. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Oh, I think you guys might know who this is, Southpaw.
You bet. We're looking forward to that. That is a wrap on tonight's show, and what a great one it has been. Thank you so much, Shay and Mitchie, for joining us and sharing everything you have.
Thank you.
Folks, we appreciate all the support that everybody's been giving us, whether you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any of those platforms. Thank you so much. If you know more folks like Shay and Mitchie that you'd like to have us have on, get their stories, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And if you want to know where we're going to be out and about quite a bit this summer. We would love to run into you at one of these events. Vehiclecitysound.com has all the information on the show, including our schedule. We would love to see you. Thanks again, Shay and Mitchie, for being a part of this tonight. And hey, everybody, be good.